Hello and welcome to the Mission Junior podcast. Here as always, your host Girish Shivakumar. This happens to be the first episode of 2020, so wishing you a very happy new year and a fantastic decade ahead. This week's episode is quite unlike the regular episode or the regular conversations that you usually tend to hear on the podcast. Because, as I said, it's the start of a new year and a new decade. So I just thought I will take this opportunity to look ahead and see what are the major trends that could shape the way the transition to the zero carbon economy, or as I call it, Mission Shunya, happens. But just as I started preparing to look ahead, I thought, what if I first look back and reflect on the decade that we just wrapped up? Wouldn't that be a good idea? Because it also has a personal angle to it, considering that for most part of the decade, about 9 out of the last 10 years, I have been a clean tech professional and I've launched a blog, I've launched a couple of podcasts, and over the last period, I have tracked most of the major global stories, the major trends through the podcast and blog posts. So I thought maybe I'll look back, look at the major trends that happened during the last decade, and why not talk about it in a short podcast episode. So how about a top 10 list or a top 10 trends, stories, or the clean tech buzz that caught our attention in the last decade? Wouldn't that be really interesting? So here's my top 10 from the last decade. Just a quick disclaimer, this is in no particular order, but just something that I felt had a significant impact in the clean tech and sustainability space over the last decade. Feel free to let me know your feedback. As always, missionchunya@gmail.com is the email ID if you want to write me anything. You can also drop your details on the webpage missionchunya.com/contact. I really look forward to hear more from you as well. So here we go with my list. Number one on my list, the first thing that came to me was energy access. The last decade has definitely been the best when it comes to energy access, providing electricity to people in low-income countries. And solar power has definitely been a game changer in enabling this in especially remote locations in sub-Saharan Africa and few pockets in India. So yes, enabling a billion plus people get access to electricity, this is a big moment in the last decade. Moving to the second trend, following up on energy, solar power has to be on the list for the last decade. It was during this time solar broke the holy grail of going below $1 per kilowatt in terms of the solar panel prices, in fact. So what this meant was the project cost for setting up large-scale power plants and even small-scale dedicated rooftop projects and mini-grids came down by a big factor, which meant, again, most parts of the world, power from solar turned out to be lower than power from fossil fuel powered plants. So solar power has been a big factor in enabling energy access and also setting up more projects, renewable energy projects around the world. On similar lines, third on my list is energy efficient appliances. If just a couple of solar panels could power a few bulbs, a mobile charger unit and TV every day in remote parts of Africa, then we definitely know that appliances have become more efficient. So they consume very less energy to run. So this was in fact described by Nikhil Nayar from MCOPA on episode 19. So if you haven't heard that, you should definitely check out episode 19 because it gives you a general trend of all the 3 points that I covered. Point number 1, 2 and 3. Energy, solar energy and energy efficient appliances. Moving on, next item on my list, unfortunately happens to be extreme weather events. The last decade has definitely seen extreme weather events across the world, be it the drought in Africa, Middle East, or the storms in Americas, or the cyclones in Southeast Asia. We have seen a range of extreme weather events, and in fact, the extreme weather events have occurred at a pace that is unseen in the last centuries. So we definitely can't deny the fact that extreme weather events are here and they are occurring at a rapid pace and the frequency has definitely increased. So number 5 on my list is air pollution. Air pollution again is a trend that we can't deny, has definitely caught the attention, the global attention. Especially in megacities, the air quality has deteriorated significantly in the last decade. The particulate matter concentration PM2.5 have gone to extreme levels in cities in countries like China and India. Appliances like air purifiers have become the new norm. You wouldn't have probably heard about appliances like air purifiers in the decade before, but air purifiers have become the new norm in this last decade, especially in megacities in China and India. Again, air pollution was something that I have covered recently, episode 16 and 17, have been dedicated to air pollution, episode 16 about a case study of Delhi, and episode 17 on how indoor air quality has deteriorated. And so again, couple of episodes that you can check back again to know more about this. However, number 6 on my list is the biggest success story of the last decade. The Paris Climate Agreement was signed and agreed upon in 2015. So, an agreement is now officially in place that most countries from around the world have agreed, and independently they have committed to cut down on emissions and act on climate change. Yes, before some of you remind me, I have to accept that US under the current president has officially pulled out of the agreement. It has been a big letdown, but there is still hope, although very faint, considering every other report in recent years is not very optimistic of remaining below 1.5 degrees Celsius, which was the first target. But nevertheless, let's be hopeful, and hopefully US comes back and we will have some action in the decade ahead. Moving on to number 7, we have the words that have become very ubiquitous. Sustainability and sustainable development have become the buzzwords of the last decades. The words have definitely gained more prominence in the last decades. Large companies who are responsible for the major emissions have a new assessment, the sustainability assessment, that they do annually. In fact, they do it more seriously than the corporate social responsibility. In fact, in episode 20, our guest Tony Juniper talks about how global companies have said no to resources sourced from Amazon or Brazil after the recent forest fires. This and other major public announcements by global multinationals clearly show that they have committed, and these companies are definitely committed towards sustainability for the long run. And sticking to the theme of sustainability, number 8 on my list is sustainable infrastructure projects. For the first time, last decade saw significant interest in sustainability assessment of infrastructure projects, be it the small-scale projects or even the large-scale projects. In the small-scale projects, LEED and other ratings for green building certifications kind of got very popular across the world. On the large scale, every major project is now evaluated for its sustainability score. Well, if I had to give you an example, sports is something that comes to my mind, especially the Olympic movement. It all started towards the end of Beijing Olympics, but London Olympics in 2012 took it to the next level. In fact, Tokyo in 2020 will take it to the very next level of sustainability. For example, all medals that are going to be presented are made from electronic waste. So, sustainability in infrastructure projects was a big win in the last decade. Number 9 on my list is electric vehicles. I'm sure you would definitely agree that last decade was the first time electric vehicles started becoming mainstream in a way. Major automakers are now following Tesla and rolling out electric vehicles. So, it's something that we definitely can't miss from the last decade. And finally, item number 10 is more of a trend rather than anything particular. Climate activism and climate emergency is something that have become more of a global movement in the last decade, especially considering young climate leaders like Greta have come up in a big way in the last decade. The power of social media cannot be discounted in spreading awareness in this space. Especially climate activism and a global movement has finally found a mass following in the last decade, especially among the Gen Z, the group for whom the climate action really matters. So that was just my take on the last decade. Again, it was in no particular order. Let me know your views as always. And with that, now let's move on to the next decade and look at the major stories that are going to shape the decade ahead. Again, number 1 on my list is energy access. The next decade will definitely see everyone on the planet have access to affordable and reliable electricity supply. This also happens to be part of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. So, Sustainable Development Goals, 17 of them, of which energy access is also one, has a timeline of about up to 2030. So hopefully in the next decade, we will see most of the sustainable development goals being achieved. And hopefully we will see everyone on the planet have access to reliable and affordable electric supply. Next up is climate change. Hopefully we will see significant progress on the Paris Climate Agreement. And hopefully countries will live up to their commitments and fulfill their targets towards the goals that they set out in 2015. Third on my list is something that I seriously hope happens in the coming decade. I hope the carbon markets are in place and every action is assessed based on their carbon impacts, like their net carbon footprint, and probably become the de facto sustainability assessment score. Carbon markets didn't kind of take off in the last COP, but I hope in the subsequent climate meetings we have a carbon market in place, and I hope it has a significant impact in the decade ahead. Fourth on my list is energy, or rather renewable energy. We will definitely see more of renewable energy coming onto the grid across the world. Solar and wind power plants are going to come up in a big way. the globally top countries across the world will have solar and wind power coming in a big way, and could well in fact have about 25 to 30% of their grid powered by renewable energy in the decade ahead. Item number 5 on my list is batteries. Just like how the price of solar declined in the last decade, we could definitely see a rapid decline in the price of batteries or energy storage in the coming decade. Especially if considering the fact electric vehicles are going to come up in a big way, and renewable energy capacity addition will also see a need for more batteries, and hence we will see more manufacturing and a global decline in the battery prices in the decade ahead. So batteries for energy storage and EV will be a big thing in the decade ahead. Next up is what I believe will definitely happen is ban on single-use plastic. Major global economies have already mandated the phase out of plastic. So plastics which have polluted the land and water resources in the recent decades will be banned hopefully in the next decade, and we will hopefully see the ban on plastic coming to full effect across major countries. After plastic, next on my list, number 7, is the issue of waste management. Handling waste has become a serious topic and a serious issue across many countries, and recently waste to energy has caught up in a big way in urban centers, especially in the developed countries. So waste management will be a good theme or a good trend that catches up in the decade ahead. Especially urban centers in the developed world will probably adopt more waste to energy plants. And also one more thing that will definitely catch up, I shouldn't forget, is the emergence of upcycling. A story of how upcycling startup was also featured in the podcast. In fact, episode 8 of the podcast covers how upcycling or converting waste to useful products will be a major trend has been covered. So hopefully you go and check that episode as well. And number 8 is that the decade ahead will definitely be the decade where globally we will see an acceptance for meat alternatives, mainly from the plant-based, but of course derived meat alternatives will also come up in a big way. In fact, episodes 14 and 15 on the podcast discuss the issues with conventional meat consumption and what are the other meat alternatives available, especially in US and Europe. So the trend has just started towards the end of last decade, but we will see it take off in a big way in the decade ahead. Number 9 is smart cities. Yes, you could argue that smart cities have become a lot more cliched, but I feel the real essence of smart cities will come up to the fore only in the coming decade, especially with the emergence of distributed power generation, connected devices, Internet of Things, and many more. So don't give up on the hope of smart cities yet. They will come up in a big way in the decade ahead. And finally, number 10, in no particular order, is circular economy. Circular economy is a theme that is emerging everywhere, including the industrial clusters, manufacturing units, and megacities around the world. Again, more on this topic and emerging trends were discussed with Professor J.D. Prabhu, whose recent book, Do Better With Less, explains the future for circular economy. So with that, it's a wrap from my end. I just wanted to look back and reflect on the last decade, and this is what that has come about. So after listening to this, if you have any general feedback or thoughts, or if you agree with me or disagree with me, feel free to let me know. Again, I'm just an email away, or you can even tag me on a post on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, go by the handle @MissionShunya. But if you like what I said, or if you like the podcast in general, do write a review on iTunes or Apple Podcast, because ratings and review on the Apple Podcast platform definitely help in the visibility of the podcast. And finally, do spread the word. It was a good start for Mission Chunya in 2019. The message is now reaching a few thousands every month. Hopefully by the end of this decade, the podcast and the message through all channels reach a few million every single day. For that, I need your support. So with that, signing off, this is Mission Chunya, towards a zero carbon economy.